Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Havarim, Yeshua, shalom. Let's go up into the upper room. Here. Thursday podcast here, the fifth day of the Shavuah. Upper room of Zion. Here.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old heads have been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Halas Delati, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
So right here we have the Thursday evening, the fifth day of the Shavuah, the Isis, Psalm 81, right here.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya hal hagittit le asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Lelohei Yaakov. Hari'u lelohe Ya'akov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But
My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
מזמור פ' א' למנצח על הגבירתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף סמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי, ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקה.
Here, basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Israel, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Akarashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abagadaha, wazahata, yakalamanasa, apasakarashata, ta, ta. A, aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, cha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bein, na, nun, sa, samech, a, ein, pa, pe, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, aba, gada, ha, wa, za, cha, ta, ya, ka, la, ma, na, sa, a, pa, sa, ka, ra, sha, ta, 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 ta.
Time, right here. The evening psalm for the fifth day called Thursday by the Gentiles. Right here we have Psalm 81. So here with Psalm 81, we have the Hebrew verse by verse. It's called Tim Lehitorer Yisrael, to wake up Israel. Here on day 5 of the Shavuot right here, Sabbath coming forward. Wake up Israel. Hebrew verse by verse right here.
Bukoyan Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim Evnavel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Layom Hage Ki Ho La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bazit Alviet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Badzara Karata Vahalze Im Basita Raam Echam Alme Mriva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vizrael Lo Avale Va'ashache Bishwerut Leba Yaku Bimboazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Aknea Val Zore Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolam Vaya Akile Mehalev Heta Umizur Devash Asbeye
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzenu, 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 uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu, 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 uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Hari'u lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov. Lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee.
O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
Thursday, the fifth day, Psalm right here, Psalm 81. Harninu l'Elohim uzeinu. Sing aloud to Elohim, Hailehim, the power. Uzeinu, uzeinu, ainai uzi. Uzeinu, ainai strength. Haru'u l'Elohe Ya'akov. Shout, yeah, to the God, the Elohe Ya'akov of Jacob. Right here, 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 upper room of Zion podcast.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Yes, yes, yes. So we have today's daily psalm, this 104th psalm. Very interesting psalm. It's from the 104th psalm that Judaically, Hebraically, we get the blessing, right? The key words are the blessing over the bread and the wine, the symbols of a Melchizedek order, the bread and the wine. It's in this psalm right here, 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 today's daily psalm 104, the 104th psalm that is seen. Elohim HaBore, HaEl, HaEl, HaBore, the Almighty, the power, the creator. So it's in today's daily psalm that we get this particular right here. We have it in these verses 14 and 15. He who be, we be, Yahweh Eloheinu, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. He is he who be, who he be the one who causes the grass to spring up for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth. So right here, 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 one of the places that we get the key words for the blessing over the bread, to bring forth bread, to bring forth bread. Lehotzi alechem min ha'aretz. For the one who is the bringer, lehotzi, the one who brings out lechem, bread, the lechem as in Beit Lechem, Bethlehem, lechem, mean from ha'aretz. And in verse 15 it says, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, making the face brighter than oil, and bread that stayeth, to say sustaineth, stayeth man's heart. But it's in today's daily psalm right here. I'd like to go into this right here, the section 14 to 18. the creation of food, the creation of food. Now, today's daily psalm is a full psalm. There is, how many sections are there to today's daily psalm? It's a very good study as well. That's why we just want to zoom in on the fact that, you know, Hebraically, Judaically, there are certain ancient blessings. Even in the Brit Chadash, the New Testament, on the Emmaus Road and Luke's gospel, that after the crucifixion and the resurrection, but before the ascension, Yeshua is like trotting, kind of incognito, you know, with some of the disciples, the Emmaus Road incident. And then they beseech him, you know, the stranger, you know, they thought he was a stranger. They didn't recognize him, you know, to come into their gates. The evening time is coming. Come, break bread with I and I. So Yeshua goes in to break bread with them in the gospel according to Luke. And then something very interesting. It's like they did not know that it was him. They were speaking of him, of Moshiach, and what they expected, and, you know, how they thought their expectations had fallen to the wayside. And it was right there in the baraka, in the blessing of the bread, according to the Gospel of Luke, that they knew him. And then Scripture says, you know, he kind of, you know, he jetted, you know, like basically they knew him, and then he was gone. But it was in the blessing, right, that blessing over the bread. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. This is the part from Psalm 104, verse 14, where it says, who, speaking of he who be, Yahuwah, he who be, he be the one who causeth the grass to spring up for the cattle, an herb for the service of man. Now, Rastafari-wise, you know, we have pointed to this particular verse. This particular verse, not a particular herb, but just herb in Genoa. You know, the green vegetation. The word is used in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. And this word right here is a general term, the Esev. The Esev. Some modern Hebrews say Esev. The Esev. Ancient pointing Aseb, modern Hebrew Esev, is the general term for like the vegetable kingdom, right? For the service of man. Both the Hebrew and English translation can mean either for the use of man, for the service, and for man's labor. So we look at the Hebrew, right? We're Aseb la evodat ha-adam. And herb, where Aseb, the herb, vegetation, la avodat, for the aboda, for the service. Same word also is used with the priestly service and also even with the military service of the rank and file Israelites, the aboda, the work, the service, the labor. But here it says, la avodat ha adam. For the service of Adam and herb and vegetation, right? Bringing out the sense of it and the vegetation for the service of Adam. So this sense of service, both in the Hebrew and also the English translations, can be brought out as for the use of man in the context of for the use of Adam, or also for man or for Adam's labor. That's to say, by his toil, man, Adam, humanity in general, obtains his essential food. The latter interpretation that better suits the context right here. Now, here what we have to bring forth bread out of the earth. Lehotzi lechem min haaretz. That he, man, may make the earth yield, make her to yield bread for himself. So it's that duty of man to make and to prompt the earth, prompt her to yield bread for himself. Now, these words are the source of the Yehudi, the Judaic, the Hebraic grace before meals. And these are also the words, according to what we have in Luke's gospel, where it says, and he blessed the bread and break it, and then their eyes were open. Then they recognized that this stranger amongst them was Yeshua. So a little bit more on this as well, because we have the next verse, maketh glad, you know, and the wine that maketh glad the heart of man, right? The heart of, let me look at this. Here it says right here, Enosh, not Adam here. So you see man in verse 14 and man in verse 15. Man in verse 14 is Adam, man in general. Here we have Enosh, which often can be brought out as like mortal man. Remember Adam and Hawa, Eve had a son, right? Cain, she gave him a baraka, gave him words, and Abel was born. Nothing was said about him. Cain kills Abel, you know, and he gets driven away. And then, you know, there was another son, Seth. And then Seth had a son, Enosh. Right? In the Hebrew context, this can be brought out as mortal man, right? Mortal man. So we have a different sort of man in that sense. And as we interpret it, we can see the context. And wine that maketh glad the heart, right? The heart of man, of mortal man. In Judges chapter 9, verse 13, right? We have a comparison there. Also in Ecclesiastes, we have 10:19 where it says, wine that cheereth God and man, right? And we have wine maketh glad the life. These two verses, Judges 9 and 13, wine that cheereth God and man. And in Ecclesiastes 10 and 19, wine maketh glad the life. Now, Judaically, Hebraically speaking, does not regard the drinking of wine as a vice in HaTorah. Just the basic mere drinking of wine is not a vice, because it's abuse. It abuse leads to degrading intoxication, but it's that abuse. So the key is moderation, as Rabbi Shaul, the great apostle to the other nations as well, Apostle Paul, brings out in his instruction to the disciples of the Nazarenes. He says, moderation, let your moderation be shown to all. Bring out that sense of moderation in all things. Moderation and not abstinence is advocated. And before drinking wine, Hebraically, Judaically, and we have Yeshua even in the breaking of the bread at the Last Supper, and also in the chalice and the wine, these were the words and the invocation that even in modern Judaism from ancient tribe and tradition still keeps these words that are referential right to the scriptures, right? Right to the scriptures. So here in verse 15, we have the connection here with the blessing over the chalice, the benediction, the baraka, which is to be pronounced Baruch Atah, bless art the eye. Some Yehudi might say Adonai, which is the name of mercy, calling on the Lord of mercy name, right? Not always would one just be saying, you know, like the YHWH, as now it's like that's been newly discovered by latter day, you know, the latter day children and the latter day ones and ones in the world, which is a good thing. But remember what it says about the not to call his name in vain. But Baruch Atah, the full way is Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, Yahweh, he who be who he be. Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, Melech Haolam. A direct sense could be king of the world, but in the Hebrew sense is eternal king. It's eternal king. Haolam, Olam, both world, but Olam also has a sense of eternity, you know, or to the most distant horizon, or even a universe in that sense. So king of the universe, universal king. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Those are the key, tend to be the key words of initiating a baraka, because a blessing must have certain key qualifications and a true blessing, right, in the Hebraic sense. But here we get the blessing, blessed art thou who createst the fruit of the vine. blessed art thou. So the link both here in today's daily psalm, Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha-Bore, the Creator, Xavier Fetari, Xavier the Fetari, the Creator, psalm right here in verse 14 and verse 15, we have the key links with the blessing, the Melchizedekian blessing over the bread, as well as over the wine. But here, just to keep good time right here, because this is a full psalm, like to get into some of the midrash and some of the reasonings, even a little bit more on what we just shared right there. But just as a point of reference, you know, the Hebrew priestly words, like the words over the blessing of the bread, you know, the bread and over the chalice and over the cup, are referenced here to today's daily psalm, Psalm 104. So let's get a basic dubwise ear of today's daily psalm right here.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Yeah, select a vedad in the mix. I will take some little boy. I'm going to know where the boss. Yeah, I watch you now. Run tune deadly wedly.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy work. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. For the stork, the fir trees are her home. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the cornies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun arises, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their beds. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works.
He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
They went up into an upper room.
Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Elohai, Gadalta Me'od, Hod Wehadar, Lavashta,
Lavashta,
Lavashta. Hear, Mizmor, Kof Dalet, Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou, the I, art clothed with glory and majesty. Opening words here of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet. Kof Dalet. Kof Dalet. Psalm 104, Psalm C-I-V. Opening words. Barki nafshi eti Yehovah, Yehovah Elohai, gadalta me'od, hod wehadar lavashta. Bless Jehovah my soul. O Jehovah, my God, Yehovah Elohai, highly I, thou art very great, thou that I art clothed with glory and majesty. Barki nafshiyati Yahuwah, Yahweh Lohai, Gadaltam Od, Hod Wehadar Labashta. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and in it the head is exalted above all.
Above all, above all, above all.
L'kai Yehovah ha-gedula ve-ha-gevura ve-ha-tiferet ve-ha-netzach ve-ha-netzach ve-ha-hod. Ki kola bashamayim ubaaretz lekai Yehovah ha mamlaka we ha mita nase lekol le rosh
le rosh
le rosh. Rav Huna asks, who is referred to by the head? Who is referred to by the head? Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and in it the head, and in it the rosh. In it, the head is exalted above, above,
above, above, above.
Hamam laka we hamita nase lekol le rosh. So Rav Huna asks, who is referred to by rosh, the head, the ras, the rosh? You find that all things offer praise, Isis, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Isle of One, blessed be He, as is said even in Psalm 113, Hebraically the third verse, that reads, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, the Lord's name is praised,
praised, praised.
Mimizrach shemesh ada mi'bo'o mihulala shemi Yehovah. From the rising of the sun, mimizrach shemesh, to the going down thereof, ada mi'bo'o, or to the going forth thereof. Ad me bo'o. Mehulala shema Yehovah. The Lord's name, Jehovah's name, Yahuwah's name, Shemi Yehovah, is to be praised. Mehulala shemi Yehovah. Yet, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, no praise, no praise, no Isis, means more than the praise offered by Yisrael. According to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 43 and 21, the people which I form for myself, that they might tell of my praise, that they might tell of my, of I, Isis. Amzu, yatsarti li, tehilati yitzaperu, the people that I form for myself. Amzu, yatsarti li, the people that I form, yatsarti li, the people, amzu, yatsarti li, that I form for myself, that they might tell of my praise, tehilati, my praise, my eyes is my tehila, my elilta, tehilati, yitsaperu, that they might tell of my praise, my eyes is. This you can see for yourself from the preceding mizmor, from the Mizmor Kof Gimel, Kof Gamel, the 103rd Psalm, the 20th verse, where it is written, bless the Lord, ye angels of His, ye mighty in strength, that do His word, hearkening to the voice of His word, to the vocal of His word. Barku Yahuwah Malakayo, Gibore Koach Ose Devaro, Lishmoa b'kola devaro. Bless he who be, who he be. Bless y'all. Barku Yahuwah, ye y'all angels of His. Malakayo, ye y'all mighty in strength. Gibore koach, that fulfill His word. Olse devaro, that do His word. Olse devaro, hearkening to the voice. Lishmoa b'kol, hearkening, hearing to the voice, obedient to the voice. Lishmoa b'kol, of His word, devaro. Hear, hear, hear. One would expect the verse to put hearkening to the voice of His word before that do His word. One would expect.
the verse to put hearkening to the vocal, the voice of his word, before the part that reads, that do his word. For ordinarily, a man must first hearken to the word of what he is to do before he does it. Why then does the verse read this way? In other words, according to the Midrash study here, the Yalkut Adlaka E.T. reads, one would expect the verse to read, that do the voice of his word, instead of hearkening to the voice of his word. But some say this and that is rather obscure. Here it reads, Lishmo'a b'kol devaro. Lishmo'a, hearing, being obedient. Lishmo'a b'kol, to the call, to the voice, the vocal, the call, devaro, of his word, of the devar, of the word. Well, why then does the verse read this way? Because it is speaking of Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel who stood at Sinai, willing to do the will of Ha'elohim, even before hearkening to word of what they were to do. For they said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 24 and 7, all that the Lord hath spoken, we will do, and then hearken. Vayomru, Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma'a. And they said, all that Jehovah have spoken will we do and obey. Vayomru, kol asher diber Yahuwah. All that Jehovah has said, kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh will we do. V'nishma'a, and we will hear and we will obey. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma'a. After Israel offered praise, Isis, the angels follow them in offering praise, Isis, as is evident from the next verse. The next verse in the Mizmor, in the preceding Mizmor, in Mizmor Kof Gimel, Kof Gamel, the 103rd Psalm, 21st verse, bless the Lord, all ye, all y'all, his hosts. Barku Yahuwah, kol tzva'ayo, kol tzva'ayo, call, all, kol tzva'ayo, all you, his tzva'ayo, barku Yahuwah, kol tzva'ayo. These being the angels, of whom it is said, even in Isaiah 24 and 21, where it reads, the Lord will punish the hosts of the high heavens on high. The Lord will punish the hosts. Will punish the hosts of the high heavens, the high heaven on high. And the verse from Isaiah, Wahaya Bayom Hahu. Yifkod Yahuwah, Allah Zabah, Hamarom Bamarom, Wa Allah Malkeh, Ha'adama, Al-Ha'adama, and it shall come to pass in that day, Wahaya Bayom Hahu, that Jehovah will punish the hosts of the high heaven on high. Yifkod Yahuwah, Allah Zabah, Hamarom Bamarom, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. We Allah Malkei Ha'edama, Al Ha'edama. Hence, the head, the Rosh, is thine in the kingdom. Hence, the Rosh is thine in Ha'mamlaka, in the kingdom. And in it, the head is exalted above all. And in it, the head is exalted. We ha-mita nasei le-kol le-rosh. And in it the rosh, the ras, the ris, the rosh is exalted above all, is none, no one other than Israel, than Israel, of whom it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, the names, in Shemot, Exodus chapter 30, at the 12th verse, thou exaltest the head, the children of Yisrael, the children, the sons, the Bnei Yisrael. Tisa et Rosh, ki Tisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Usually rendered as thou takest, or when thou takest, ki tisa, the sum et rosh, the sum of the Bnei Yisrael, the sum of the children of Israel. So the commentator, however, takes tisa in its literal meaning of lift up from nasa, tisa, lift up, when the eye lift up, and rosh in its literal direct Hebrew meaning of head, instead of when thou takest the sum of the Bnei Yisrael, ki tisa et rosh, Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel. The commentator, however, takes tisa in the literal Hebrew meaning of when you lift up the head, takest the sum when you liftest up the head, tisa et rosh. In the same way, holiness, islandness is none, is no one other, none other than Yisrael. As in the verse from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 3, where it says, Yisrael is holiness to the Lord. Israel is holiness, is islandness to the Lord. Kodesh Yisrael LaYahuwah. Kodesh Yisrael LaYahuwah. Israel was holiness, islandness to Jehovah. Kodesh, 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 Yisrael LaYahuwah. In another comment, the verse is read, and thou art exalted as head, as Rosh, as Ra, as Rosh above all, in 1 Chronicles 29:11. Wehamitanase lekola le rosh. Verse being read, and thou art exalted as head, as rosh, lekol, above all. Rav Shimon, Simon taught, as the rosh, the ras, the head, is above the body, so art thou above all the praises, the eyes, is wherewith men exalt thee, the eye. Thou art high above every braka, every blessing, and every tehillah, every praise. As is said, even in the 106th Psalm, at the second verse, Hebraically, who can express the mighty acts of the Lord? Mi yimalela gebrot Yahuwah? Mi yimalela gebrot Yahuwah? Who can express mi yimalela gebrot Yahuwah, the mighty acts, the gebrot of Jehovah? That is, who can declare the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He? If a man endeavor to speak of all the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will forfeit his life. As Elihu said, if a man speak, surely he shall be destroyed, in Job 37 and 20. You can see for yourself and hear that all his glory cannot be expressed. Even after David had composed 147 psalms of praise of Tehillim in the Sefer Tehillim, after he had composed, here it says 147, here in the Midrash notes, they say apparently an error for 145, since the commentator goes on to quote from Psalm 145. Now a note right here, 145. He said that he had still to speak the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said that he had still to speak the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For he said in the 145th Psalm, the 21st verse, Hebraically, My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. My mouth shall speak the praise of Jehovah. Tehillat Yahuwah Yedaber Pi. My mouth shall speak, Yidaber Pi, the praise of Jehovah. Tehillat Yahuwah, Tehillati Yahuwah, Yidaber Pi. My mouth shall speak the praise, the Tehillah, the Elilta of He who be, who He be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. The essence of all praise is David's praising of Ha'Elohim with the 48 parts of the body. As is said even in Psalm 35, verse 10, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like to thee? Who is like to the eye? Kol ha'atzmotai, toma na, Yahuwah miya kamoka. All my bones shall say, Kol ha'atzmotai, toma na, Jehovah, who is like to thee? The eye, Yahuwah mi kamoka. Yahuwah mi kamoka, who is like to thee? Who is like to the eye? David did not leave out a single part of the body. There was not one with which he did not praise. Isaac HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet David said to all the parts, do you think that in exalting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all these praises, these tehillot, I have touched upon even one tiny portion of the multitudes of myriads of the glories of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? At this moment, I am only at the beginning of my praise, my eyes is of him. Psalm 145, first verse. A psalm of praise of David, of David. I will exalt thee, my God, O King. Tehillah le David. Eromimta Elohaya HaMelech. Praise, tehillah. Of David, le David, tehillah le David. Eromi mekah, I will exalt, extol, big the eye up. Eromi mekah, Elohai, my Elohim Elohai, highly I. Eromi mekah, Elohai, HaMelech, O King, the King, Elohai, highly I, the King, Elohai, HaMelech. Hear. The Rebbe taught, even if the mouths of righteous men, tzaddikim, were changed into springs, ceaselessly pouring out praise, eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you suppose that then they could pour forth his glory, the whole of it, holistically? Never, never, for it is written even in Psalm 145, Hebraically, the 7th verse, they shall pour forth the memory of thy great goodness. They shall pour forth, they shall utter the fame of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Zeker rab tuveka ya bi'u with idakateka yeranenu. It is not written they poured forth, but they shall pour forth, yabi'u, they shall pour forth. That is, they will have to go on pouring forth praise like a spring that gushes up more and more. Hence here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, the first verse. Hence it is written, thou art exalted as head above all, from Chronicles. David also said, O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Wehamita nase lekola le rosh. Yahuwah Elohai, gadalta meod. O Jehovah, my God, Elohai, highly I, Yahuwah Elohai, gadalta meod. Thou, the I, art very great. Are very great.
ברכי נפשי את אדוני, אדוני אלוהי גדלת מאוד, הוד והדר לבשת, עוטה אור כסלמה, נוטה שמיים כיריעה, המקרב המים עליותיו, הצם עבים רחובו, המהלך על כנפי רוח, עושה מלאכיו רוחות, משרתיו אש לוהט. יסד ארץ על מכוניה, בל תמות עולם ועד. תהום כלבוש כיסיתו, על הרים יעמדו מים. מן גערתך ינוסון, מן כל רעמך יחפזון. יעלו הרים ירדו וקעות, אל מקום זה יצאת להם. גבול שמת בל יעבורון, בל ישובון לחסות הארץ. המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, בין הרים יהלכון. ישקו כל חייתו שדי, ישברו פרעים צמחם. עליהם עוף השמיים ישכון, מבין עופאים ייתנו קול. משקי הרים מעליותיו, מפרי מעשיך תשבע הארץ. מצמיע חציר לבהמה, ועשב לעבודת האדם, להוציא לחם מן הארץ. ויין ישמח לבב אנוש, להציל פנים משמן, ולחם לבב אנוש יסעד. ישבעו עצי אדוני, ארזי לבנון אשר נטע, אשר שם ציפורים יקננו, חסידה וראשים ותע. הרים הגבוהים ליעלים, צלעים מחסה לשפנים. עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידע מבואו. תשת חושך ויהי לילה, בו תרמוס כל חייתו יער. הכפירים שואגים לטרף, ולבקש מאל אוכלם. תזרח השמש יאספים, ואל מעונותם ירבצים. יצא אדם לפועלו, ולעבודתו עד ערב. מה רבו מעשיך, אדוני? כולם בחוכמה עשית, מלאה הארץ קנייניך. זה הים גדול ורחב ידיים, שם רמס ואין מספר, חיות קטנות עם גדולות. שם אוניות יהלכון, לוויתן זה יצרת לשחק בו. כולם אליך יסברון, לתת אוכלם בעיתו. תיתן להם ילקוטון, תפתח ידך יסבעון טוב. תסתיר פניך יבהלון, תוסף רוחם יגבעון, ואל עפרם ישובון. תשלח רוחך יבראון, ותחדש פני אדמה. יהי כבוד אדוני לעולם, ישמח אדוני במעשיו. המביט לארץ ותרעד, ייגע בהרים ויעשנו. אשירה לאדוני בחיי, אזמרה לאלוהי בעודי. יערב עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח באדוני. יתמו חטאים מן הארץ, ורשעים עוד אינם. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, הללויה.
Barki Nafshi et Yahuwah. Bless Jehovah. Bless he who be who he be. Oh, my soul. Speaking to she, the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, another note right here on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 104th psalm right here, as we pointed to verses 14 and 15, where we get the blessing, the words of the blessing over the bread, and also the link with the blessing over the wine, verses 14 and 15, who causes the grass to spring up for the cattle, an herb or vegetation for the service of man, for the labor of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth. Lehotzi lechem min haaretz. And the connection there we shared with Luke's gospel according to Luke, where Yeshua appears to two of the disciples on the Emmaus Road as a stranger. And he was inquiring why they were so sad and what were they discussing amongst themselves. And he was talking about what had happened with the crucifixion of Yeshua HaNotri. But he didn't recognize Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, until after they invited him in. They sat down to break bread, and Yeshua, you know, he blessed the bread, right, and broke it. And then he was known, as it says in Luke's gospel, he was known in the Baraka. He was known in the blessing. So here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 104, verses 14, we have the Hebrew and Judaic blessing from even latter days based on this ancient precept right here of the blessing over the bread, as well as the link in verse 15, the blessing over the wine or the chalice. We have today's daily psalm, Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'el. The El, the Almighty, Ha'el, Ha-Bore, the Creator. But also another note right here. Take note. Did you know that this is the first place within the Hebrew scripture where we find the Hallelujah? So this is the first place. Right? This is some really important facts right here. But some might consider it trivia, but this is major. That this is the first place within the Hebrew scripture that we have the phrase, the liturgical phrase, a phrase for the service, during the praise and the service of the Hallelujah, praise ye, or in the literal sense, because the Hebrew is twofold. Some things is literally when it says like Yahuwah Suri in Psalm 144, Yahuwah Jehovah my rock. It's often brought out in the later translations and interpretation as Jehovah, like my strength, you know, or even my God. Does that mean that Yahuwah is a rock? No, it's a twofold sense of how we use language, you know, how language is used. But the Elilta, the Hallel, Hallel in the Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, Elil, the Elil, literal, it's that exaltation, that sound of exaltation, the Elil. So that Hallelujah is to say all of you to exalt him in principle or in the word sound to make that sound to Yah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, translated and brought out as praise ye. More better like exalt, right? Exalt, or like big up y'all. Yah, Yah, not Yahuwah, but Yah. Why Yah? Why Jah? Because that's the Savior name. Right, that's calling that name the Yah, is the Savior name of Yisrael, brought out in the Exodus, the Song of the Sea in Exodus chapter 15. So we have Hallelujah first occurring, the first occurrence of this Hebraic term, and this term in the Hebrew scriptures, get this, next key point, is limited to the Tehillim. In fact, in the Hebrew, we call the book the Sefer Tehillim, the cipher, the book of Tehillim. What is Tehillim? Tehillim is related to the halal, right? The praises, the exaltation, literally the elilta, as Ethiopically it is said, the hallelujah, the bigging up, the exaltation. But this phrase is limited to the book of Psalms. Why? because this was mainly Hebraically, it was in the Kedasi or the holy worship, right? This was a part of holy worship. The Psalms become that basis, right, of the tabernacle, from the tabernacle of Moses, the tabernacle of David, and then to even the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant, this principle, the worship of Zion and the worship at Zion, and also how David in his time set the orders that was to be followed all the way into the new covenant time for the priests, for the service, certain key words, word sounds that we have in today's daily psalm, Psalm 104, at verse 14, we have the blessing over the bread. And remember that Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, he was known amongst the Emmaus disciples in the Baraka, in the blessing, when he said, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, the one who brings forth, the bringer forth of the bread from the earth, as we have in Psalm 104, verse 14, the latter part, lehotzi lechem min haaretz. But once again, it's the last verse, verse 35, where it says, let sinners cease out of the earth. Let sinners, or more Hebraically, let sins cease out of the earth and make the wicked be no more. Because if sin ceases, then there's no sinner, and the wicked, the ratchet, is no more. Barki, barki, the command speaking to she. So I want to command like a woman to bless, you know, like, you know, I would say barki, you know, barik. For a man, barki, right? For a woman, so or feminine. So this is the soul here, the nefesh, speaking to the soul, right? Do you speak to your soul? Do you give your soul instruction, right? Barki, nafshi, bless my soul, et Yahuwah, Jehovah. And then the seal up here and the first occurrence of the term, hallelujah. Yeah. So we have hallelujah's first occurrence here, Psalm 104, verse 35. Also, this phrase in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew scriptures, is limited to the Psalter, to the book of Tehillim, to the praises for the tabernacle and the temple worship, that is. And this has passed into the language of prayer. So from the Hebrew core use, right, in the tabernacle of David, and in the book of Psalms, it has passed into the language of prayer of both the church, right? We could say the Nazarene gathering, the Nazarene synagogue called the church, and the Yehudi or the Hebrew gathering known as the synagogue. According to some, it was a term that was employed by the officiating Lewim or the Lewi, the Levite. Whoever was the officiating Levite in the Heikal, in the temple, this was a signal, hallelujah, because a hallelujah literally is like saying you all of y'all praise, exalt, in that sense, like big up, elil, yah. So it's a command speaking to many ones, hallelujah. So the officiating priest or Levite in the temple gave this signal. This was a signal for the congregation, those gathered together to join in the service, right? So the hallelujah, studying the scripts and studying the ancient history, this was like, because it's a command. It's like a command, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Like all of y'all praise, yeah, praise, Jah. So right here, first occurrence in the Hebrew scriptures in the Bible. So I know you'll see hallelujah in different places in the New Testament, but to understand the correct context of we have in the Brit Chadasha, one must have a groundation, because the Moshiach Yeshua, HaNotri, he says that y'all worship that which you know not, we know we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudi, Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Another comment on "Bless the Lord, O my soul, Barki nafshi et Yahweh." Bless the Lord, O my soul. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 28 and 8. The Lord will command the blessing with thee in thy barns. The Lord will command the blessing with thee, with the eye, in thy barns. Another comment on, bless the Lord, O my soul. Barki nafshi et Yahweh. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 28 and 8. The Lord will command the blessing with thee in thy barns. The Lord will command the blessing with thee, with the eye, in thy barns.
Yitzhau Yahweh iteka et habraka ba isameka.
The Lord will command with the eye.
Yitzhau Yahweh iteka,
the blessing in thy barns.
Et habraka ba isameka.
You will find it true that every single thing has an angel, Melaach, has an angel in charge of it. When a man proves worthy, angels of peace, of shalom, are assigned to be with him. But when a man proves unworthy, angels of destruction, of downstruction, are assigned to be with him. Hence, here it is said, the Lord will command the blessing with thee, I, in the barn.
Yitzhau Yahweh iteka et habraka ba isameka.
If you have separated your tithes in the field, my blessing, my baraka, shall be with you. And as the Barim, Deuteronomy 28 and 3 reads, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Baruch ata ba'ir, u baruch ata basadeh.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
Baruch ata ba'ir,
and blessed shalt thou, the I, be in the field.
U baruch ata basadeh.
Rav Ze'era taught, even the common talk of Yisrael, even the common talk of Israel is worthy of study. In proof, consider the common saying, it depends on thee who is assigned to be with thee. It depends on thee who is assigned to be with thee. Here also read as, let thy God be thy companion. May thy God, thy true good, be thy, the I, constant companion. Rav Meir observed, which is the greater, he who is born up by another or he who bears another up? Admit that it is he who is born up. Again, which is the greater, he who watches over another or he that is watched over by another? Admit that it is he who is watched over. Why? Because if he did not have good works, because if he did not have good works, he would not be born up or watched over. For it is said, even in Psalm 91, Hebraically verses 11 to 12, he will give his angels charge over thee, to watch over thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee upon their hands.
Ki malakayo yitzaweh lak, lishmar ka b'kol derakeka al kapai yisaoneka, for he will give his angels charge over thee, I ki malakayo yitzawelak, to keep thee in all thy ways, lishmar ka b'kol derakeka, they shall bear thee upon their hands, al kapayim yisauneka. When a man is worthy, ministering angels go with him and watch over him, so that no evil thing shall befall him. As is said, there shall no evil befall thee. Lo tune leka ra'ah, there shall no evil befall thee. Lo tune leka ra'ah. Psalm 91, Hebraically, the 10th verse, 91 and 10. When David saw that the presence of the angels was so precious and beautiful, a baraka, a blessing, with his soul and with all the parts of his body, he blessed in return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he. As is said even in the 103rd Psalm, the first verse, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Baki nafshi eti Yahuwah, v'kola karavai et shem kadisho. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Baki nafshi eti Yahuwah, and all that is within I, v'kola karavai, bless his holy, his Isla name. Et shem kadisho. In further exposition of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, the 104th psalm, hear, the first verse that reads, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, Yahuwah Elohai, gadalta meod. Rav barakayo, Barakiah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, and also in the name of Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, thou wast great in the world before the world was created. But after thou didst create thy world, it is written, thou art very great. Gadalta me'od, gadalta me'od, thou art very great. Thou wast great before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelite went forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. But after they went forth, forward, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, it is written, thou, the I, art very great. Kadalta me'od. Thou, the I, was great before HaNabiyayim, HaNavim, the prophets, Nabiyat, offered praise, Isis, to the I. But after Nabiyayim, the prophets, and the Biyat offered praise, Isis, to the I, it is written, Gadalta me'od, thou, the I, art very great. Thou art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod v'hadar labashta, the I art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod v'hadar levashta, Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Simeon ben Jehozadak, interrogated Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, saying, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, create the light? Rav Shimuel bar Nachmani replied, Elohim covered himself with a white garment and suffuse the world with his light. But since Rav Shimuel bar Nachmani gave his reply in a whisper, Rav Shimon ben Yehozadak pressed him further. Is this not said outspokenly in the verse? Who covereth thyself with light as with a garment? O tehor ka salmah, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment. O te or kasalma. Thereupon Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said to him, as in a whisper I received this tradition, so in a whisper I answered thee, I answered the eye. Rav Barakaya said, had I not heard that Rav Yitzhak Isaac expounded this verse in public, I too would not expound it in public. Hear, Shema Yisrael, the Midrash notes on this right here. Esoteric doctrine, esoteric teaching, Timharit, Talmud, esoteric doctrine was communicated in a low voice and only to one who was properly qualified. As to Elohim's garment as a source whence where light shone forth, see Hakalot Ravati, also Beit HaMidrash. The sense seems to require that this two-line paragraph should come at the end of the next paragraph. The preceding paragraph has nothing to do with Rav Barakayu or Rav Yitzhak. And whence and where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, diffuse the light? Rav Barakayu said, in the name of Rav Yitzhak, Isaac, Elohim diffused it from the Holy Temple, as is said in Ezekiel 43:2. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and the earth's light came from His glory. Wehine kaboda Elohe Israel ba midereka hakadim. We kolo akol maim rabim. We haaretza heira miya kavodo. Here, Ezekiel 43, verse 2, and behold, the glory of Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, came from the way of the east, and His voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with His glory, with His glory. Hine kavod Elohe Yisrael ba midereka hakadim wikolo akol maim rabim wihaaretz haheira miya kavodo. Hear, the term his glory, mikavodo, His glory is taken to refer to the holy temple. And behold, the glory of Elohe Yisrael came from the way of the east. Wehine kavod Elohe Yisrael ba midereka hakadim. And the earth's light came from His glory. Wehaaretz haheira mikavodo, from His glory. Another exposition of the verse, thou, the eye, art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wihadar lavashta. The eye art clothed, lavashta, with glory and majesty. Hod wihadar lavashta. A mortal, when he is strong, is not beautiful. And when beautiful, is not strong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idle One, blessed be He, is both strong and beautiful, Aitiful, for He has the two attributes of glory and majesty, of Hod Wehadar, of glory and majesty. Elohim gave glory to Moshe, to Moses, as is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers 27:20. And thou shalt put some of thy glory upon him. And Elohim gave majesty to Yehoshua, to Joshua, of whom it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:17, his firstling bullock, majesty is his. His firstling bullock, majesty is his. And here, this, according to the Midrash, is from the Baraka, the blessing given to the tribes of Joseph, namely Ephraim and Manasseh, Yehoshua, Joshua was an Ephraimite. Elohim also gave glory to Shlomo, to Solomon, as is said even in 1 Chronicles 29 and 25. And the Lord bestowed upon him such royal glory as had not been on any king before him in Israel. And Yahuwah Jehovah bestowed upon him such royal glory as had not been on any king before him in Israel. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said, in the Zaman Haba, in the Eta Haba, in the Iwa, the time to come, I shall give glory and majesty. Hod Wehadar, I shall give glory and majesty to the King Messiah, to Moshiach HaMelech, to Melech HaMoshiach, to the King Messiah, as is said even in the 21st Psalm, verses 4 and 6, where it reads, for thou meetest him with choicest blessings. Ki tikademenu berkotob, for thou the eye meetest him. Ki tikademenu, for the eye meetest him. Ki tikademenu berkot tob, with choicest blessings. Glory and majesty dost the eye lay up on him. Does the eye lay upon him? Hod wehadar tishaweh alayo, honor and majesty, glory and majesty. Hod wehadar, dost thou the eye lay upon him, tishaweh alayo. And Elohim gives glory and majesty not only to the King Messiah Moshiach HaMelech, to Melech HaMoshiach, but also to every man who labors diligently in the Torah, in HaTorah, in Jah's direction, instruction, in the teaching of His Majesty. For in the verse from Psalm 111 and 2 Hebraically, it reads, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Gedolim ma'asei Yahuwah, derushim lekol lachefzeihem. The works of Jehovah are great. Gedolim ma'asei Yahuwah, sought out of all them that have delight, therein. Derushim lekol lachefzeihem. Sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Derushim lekol chefzeihem. The works of the Lord, ma'asei Yahuwah, the works of Jehovah, means HaTorah, Jah's law, Jah's direction, instruction, HaTorah. As it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 32 and 16, where it reads, and the tables were the work of Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and the tables, the tablets, were the work of God. Wehaluchot ma'asei Elohim hema, and the tables, the tablets, wehaluchot, were the work of Elohim. Ma'asei Elohim hema, they themselves. Wehaluchot ma'asei Elohim hema. And what is to be the wage of the man who labors diligently in HaTorah, in Jah's direction, instruction, in the Torah? His wage is glory and majesty, as we have here in Psalm 111, verse 3. Hod wehadar pa'olo, his work is glory and majesty. Hod wehadar pa'olo, pa'olo, his work. Hod wehadar pa'olo. Hence, thou, the eye, art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wehadar labashta, the eye art clothed with glory and majesty. Hod wehadar labashta. Who maketh of water the roof beams of his upper chambers? Who maketh of water the roof beams of his upper chambers? Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Kof Dalet. Psalm 104 here in the Gimel, the third verse. Ha Mikare Bamayim Eliyotayo, who layest the beams of thine upper chambers in the water. Ha Mikare Bamayim Eliyotayo, Eliyotayo, who maketh of water the roof beams of his upper chambers. You must conclude that the heavens, Shamayim, are made of water. The passage here, according to the Midrash, the notes, the passage contains an elaborate play on, quote, heavens in the Hebrew word for heavens, Shamayim. Shamayim is taken as one in its meaning of marvels, Shamayim, marvels. The secondary meaning is read as Samim, chemicals. And thirdly is read as Sham, Mayim. Sham, there is Mayim, waters. So here, 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 this passage here contains an elaborate play on Shamayim, the Hebrew word for heavens. Shamayim being taken as marvels. Shamayim being read as Samim, chemicals. And Shamayim being read as Sham, there is Mayim, waters. Shamayim. Hasama Abim Rukubo, Hasama Abim Rukubo, who maketh the clouds his chariot. Hasama Abim Rukubo, who maketh the clouds his chariot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came on two clouds for the sake of Israel, for the sake of Yisrael. On one cloud Elohim came to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. As is said even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 19 and 1, behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud and cometh to Egypt. And on the other cloud, Elohim came to Sinai, as is said in Shemot in Exodus 19, verse 9. Lo, I come to thee in a thick cloud. Lo, I come to the eye in a thick cloud. Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Ha mehaleka ala kanfei ruach. Who walketh, who trotteth. Ha mehalek upon the wings of the wind. Al kanfei ruach. Rav Huna bar Papa taught a mortal him his chariot carries, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he carries his chariot. A mortal, his chariot carries him, his chariot being a material thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, walketh upon the wings of the wind. HaMahaleka Al Kanfei Ruach, who maketh his angels winds. Ose malakayo ruchot, who maketh his angels winds. Rav Yohanan taught the angels were created on the second day. Angels that serve as messengers. They are made of wind. Angel, melaach, in fact, means messenger. As is said even in Bar Midbar in Numbers 21:21, and Yisrael and Israel sent messengers. The Hebrew word malaach may be rendered either as angel or as messenger. Malaach as angel or as messenger. And angels that serve as ministers, they are made of fire. For the verse concludes, his ministers a flaming fire. Mishartayo esha lochet, flaming fire. Here, Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, the fourth verse, right here. On thou the eye discover the deep as with a vesture, the eye. Thou discover the deep as with a vesture. Here, here, here in the sixth verse. Tahom, kalbush, kalbush, kisito. Thou discover it with the deep as with a vesture. Rav Yehuda and Rav Nehemiah differed. Rav Yehuda, Judah maintained the earth. What does it stand? What does she stand upon? Upon the waters. For it is said, even in the 136th Psalm, the 6th verse, to him that stretched out the earth upon the waters, upon the waters. Liroka ha'aret al hamayim, to him that spread forth the earth, the earthly plain, above, upon, above the waters. Liroka ha'aret al hamayim. And the waters, and the waters stand upon pillars of mountains. As is said even here, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, here at the 6th verse, Psalm 104, Hebraically the 6th verse, the waters stood above the mountains. The waters stood above the mountains. Al Harim, Ya'amdu Mayim. The waters stood above the mountains. Al Harim, Ya'amdu Mayim. The pillars of mountains stand upon the wind. As is said even in Amos, in Amos 4 and 13, he that formed the mountains and created the wind, he that formed the mountains and createth the wind, and the wind stands upon the storm. As is said, stormy wind sustaining his word. Stormy wind sustaining his word. Psalm 148, Hebraically the 8th verse. Verse 8. Ruach ha'seara osa devaro. Stormy wind, ruach ha'seara, fulfilling his word. Osa devaro. Osa devaro, fulfilling his word, sustaining his word. Ruach ha'seara osa devaro. In Job, in Job 26 and 7, it reads, he hangeth the earth, the earthly plain, on nothingness. He hangeth the earth, the earthly plain, on nothingness. Rav Nehemiah taught, the earth is upon the waters, and the waters are upon pillars of mountains. As is said, even here in Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, verse 6, the waters stood above the mountains. The waters stood above the mountains. Al Harim, Ya'amdu Mayim. And as it is also written, here in the 104th Psalm, at the 8th verse, the waters go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys to the place that thou, that the eye has found it for them, to the place that the eye has found it for them. Ya'ilu harim yerdu abekaot eta makom zeh yasadita lahem. The mountains, the waters rose, the mountains, the waters go up by the mountains rose. Ya'ilu harim, ya'ilu harim. The valleys sank down. They go down by the valleys. Yerdu bika'ot. To the place which the eye has found it for them. Ila mikom zeh yasadita lahem. And by to the place that thou, the eye, male, has found it for them, to the place, Ela mikoma ze yasadta lahem, is meant the ocean, the ocean. even the Ethiopic ocean, the ocean. Thou hast set
a bound
that they may not pass over.
Pass over.
He sendeth the springs into the valleys that run among the hills. Above them the inhabitants of the sky have their dwelling place. Today's daily Psalm 104, verses 9. Verse 10 and verse 12.
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 And verse
12. My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars.
Full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Allah.
We have today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Gabul Samta Bala Ya'ivorun, thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over. Gabul Samta Bala Ya'ivorun. He sendeth the springs into the valley that run among the hills. Hamir Shaleach Ma'iyanim Banachalim Bain Harim Yahalakun 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 Yahalakun. Above them the inhabitants of the sky have their dwelling place. Elehem of Hashemayim Yishikon Yishikon Yishikon. Psalm Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, verse 9, first part of verse 9, verse 10, first part of verse 12. Rav Yishmael. Ishmael and Rav Akiba differed. Rav Akiba maintained that springs refer to pools of water out in the valleys. In these pools, lepers, whose presence under a roof brings the degree of uncleanness that a dead body brings, they are required to immerse themselves when they are healed. And the inhabitants of the sky, Elehem of Hashemayim Yishikon, the inhabitants of the sky, are the ministering angels hovering above when the lepers are healed. And here in the Midrash on Mizmor Kof Dalet, 104th Psalm, here at the suggestion of Dr. Saul Lieberman, Rav Akiva's two comments are transposed in keeping with the order of the scriptures. In ET, the order is as follows. Rav Akiva's comment on the inhabitants of the skies, the Of HaShemayim. Rav Yishmael's rebuke and Rav Akiva's comment on pools where lepers may immerse, immerse themselves. But Rav Yishmael said to Rav Akiva, you are to give up this kind of exegesis, and turn to the study of the treatise, Signs of Leprosy and Tents. You are to give up this kind of exegesis and turn to the study of the treatise, Signs of Leprosy and Tents. Now here, again in the Midrash notes, these two difficult treaties, signs of leprosy, and tents. Two difficult treaties in the sixth order of HaMishnah, the sixth order of the Mishnah. The first deals with the Torah, the laws, directions, instructions concerning plagues. And the second with the laws, the Torah, relating to persons who have stayed under the same roof with an unclean object. Then Rav Yishmael said, the inhabitants of the sky, of Hashemayim, the inhabitants of the sky are the fowl, the birds, winged, the fowl of heaven. Of Hashemayim, the of Hashemayim, that make their habitation among the trees. And from the midst thereof their praise, their eyes is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, rises up, as is said, from among the branches, Ephayim, they give voice to a song. From among the branches, Mibain, Ephayim, Yitnu Kol. From among the branches, Mibain, Ephayim, they give voice, Yitnu Kol. They sing, Yitnu Kol,
Yitnu Kol,
Yitnu Kol,
Yitnu Kol,
Yitnu Kol. Rav Yishmael added, some say that Rav Yudan said it in the name of Rav Yishmael. The uncommon word, Ephayim, means branches, as in the branches of Ye, thereof were fear, were beautiful, and the fruit thereof much, the fruit thereof nuff, in Daniel 4:9. Shemuel, Samuel said, I stand stock still at three sounds, not knowing what they signify. The sound of a tent peg being driven into the ground, the sound of a horse gives off when it gets heated in its galloping, the sound of the winds when among branches, they make a sound. Mibain, Ephayim, Yitnu Kol. And here in the Midrash notes, literally the sound of a tent peg being driven into the ground, whose echo is heard from another place. The sound of a tent peg being driven into the ground, whose echo is heard from an other place. In a different exposition, the verse is read, Psalm 104, verse 12, upon them the fowl of the heaven make their habitation. Elehem ofa hashemayim yishikon. That is, goyim, the heathen, nations, nationalities, ethnicities, international community of the earthly plane, the goyim, the heathen goyim of the earth, like birds of prey, gather against the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and work upon them, trying to make them forsake HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Nevertheless, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, do not forsake HaElohim, the true good, the true God. As is said, from among the weary ones, they give voice to a song. From among the weary ones, they give voice to a song. Mibain, Ephayim, Yitnu Kol. Here, Ephayim, some point as Ephayim, branches, as though written, a Yefim, weary ones, a Yefim, or Yefim, weary ones. Ephayim, branches, a Yefim, weary ones. From among the weary ones, they give voice to a song. That is, twice daily, the Bnei Yisrael voice, the unity, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle of God, the Lord is one, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Matmiyach Chatzir La Behema, Ve'aiserba la evodata ha'adam. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle. Matzmiach chatzir la behema. An herb to be worked by man. Ve'aiserb la evodat ha'adam. An herb to be worked by the Adam, by Adam. Ve'aiserb la evodat ha'adam. By herb, by aiseb. Aiseb, aiseb, aiseb. By herb is meant flax, that is worked into linen to clothe man. To bring forth bread out of the earth. To bring forth bread out of the earth. Lehotzi lechem min haaretz. To bring forth bread. Lehotzi lechem. Out of the earth. Min haaretz. Min haaretz. Rav Yaakov Baracha said that Rav Nehemiah and the Rebbeinah, the rabbis, they differed in their exposition of these words. Rav Nehemiah taught, note that these words that the sages introduced into the benediction, blessed art thou, Baruch Atah, who bringest forth bread out of the earth. Le hotzi lechem min ha'aretz. This implies that Ha'elohim, the true God, used to bring forth bread out of the earth, but the Rebbeinah, the rabbis maintain that the time when Elohim will bring forth bread out of the earth is yet to come. As is said even in Psalm 72, Hebraically verse 16, Psalm 72, verse 16, there shall be hand-sized corn. There shall be hand-sized corn in the earth. Yehi pesata bar ba'aretz berosh ha'im. Yir'asha kalivanona piryo. We yatsitsu ameir ka'aisev ha'aretz. Hear. 72nd Psalm, verse 16. May he be as a rich cornfield in the land upon the top of the mountains. Yehiya pisat bar ba'aretz aberosh harim. On the top, on the rosh, the ras, the head of the mountains. Yir'asha kalivanona piryo. May his fruit, piryo, rustle like Lebanon. Yir'asha kalivanona piryo. And may they blossom out of the city like grass of the earth. Ve'yatzitzu me'ir k'aisev ha'aretz. And here, the exposition in the Midrash, there shall be hand-sized corn in the earth. The implication of the verse to the commentator is that since kernels of grain do not grow to the size of the hand, loaves, hand size, will grow directly out of the earth. And bread that stayeth man's heart, ve'lechem levav enosh yisa'ad, and bread that stayeth man's heart. Hear. Psalm 104, verse 15. Rav Yitzhak Isaac taught, in three places in Scripture, I are told that bread stays the heart. That bread stays the heart. Of Abraham, it is written that he said in Bereshith in Genesis 18 and 5, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and stay y'all, your heart. In the book of Judges, it is written, stay thy heart with a morsel of bread. In Judges 19 and 5, it is written, stay thy heart with a morsel of bread. And in this Mizmor, this psalm, Mizmor of Dalet, it is written, and bread stayeth man's heart. Ve'lechem lebaba enosh yisa'ad, and bread that stayeth man's heart. The trees of the Lord have their fill, the cedars for Lebanon that he hath planted. The trees of the Lord have their fill. Yisa be'uah etzei Yehovah the trees of Jehovah have their fill. Yisibu'ua, it's a Yehovah. The cedars of Lebanon, Arzea Lebanon, that he hath planted. Asher Nata'a, that he hath planted. Rav Hanina taught, the trees of the Lord, the Itzei Yehovah, the Itzei Yahweh, in Eden, the Eden, had their fill of water. They had their fill of days. They had their fulfillment in their seedlings. Rav Hanina also said, not for the world's need, not for the world's need were the cedars created. Now, here, from the Genesis Rabbah 15:1, that is, the other varieties of lumber-producing trees would have been sufficient for the needs of mankind, for the needs of humanity, had it not been foreseen that cedar wood would be required for the building of Ha-Hekal, the building of the temple. But Rav Hanina also taught, not for the world's needs, the world's need, not for the world's need were the cedars created. Wherefore then were they created? For the glory of God, the true good, for the glory of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, as it is written, in the cedars of Lebanon that he hath planted. Azay Lebanon, Asher Nata, Asher Nata, that he hath planted. Lebanon, Lebanon, clearly means Ha-Hekal, the temple, described in Scripture as, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 3:25, that goodly hill, and Lebanon, and Lebanon. Hence here, the cedars for Lebanon, that he hath planted, Arze Lebanon, Asher Nata. Resh Lakish taught, not for the world's need was gold created. Wherefore then was it created? For the glory of Elohim in the sanctuary, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus 38:24. All the gold that was used for the work in all the work of the sanctuary. Thus also Scripture says in Bereshith in Genesis 2:12, and the gold of that land is for a goodly place. The goodly place being the sanctuary, described in Scripture as that goodly hill and Lebanon and Lebanon, according to Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy 3:25. The birds in the cedars for Lebanon, wherein the birds make their nests, wherein the birds make their nests. Asher Sham, Siporim, Siporim, the birds, wherein the birds make their nests. Asher Sham, Siporim, Yikanenu, Yikanenu, wherein the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. These are the Levites, Halloween, the birds, in the cedars for Lebanon, wherein the birds make their nests, wherein the birds, Arze Lebanon, Asher Nata'a, Asher Sham, Siporim, Ayikanenu, are the Levites, Halloween, the Lewawion. As to the meaning of Chatsida, 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 B'roshim, Beitaha, as for the stork, Chatsida, Chatsida, the Chasidah, B'roshim, Beitaha, the fir trees are her house. As to the meaning of Chasidah, Chasidah, the stork, in the concluding words of the verse, as for the stork, the fir trees are her house, Chasidah, B'roshim, Beitaha, Rav Huna Bar Papa, and Rav Shimon, Simon Difford. One said, the stork is called Chasida because she lets herself be stepped on, because she allows herself to be stepped on. So here we have Chasida means the gentle one, Chasida. But the other said, because she has compassion. Here, a play on the chas, having compassion, chas, having pity, chas, because she has compassion for her companions. And there are others who say, because she, the chasida, is given to deeds of loving kindness, given to deeds chasidut, loving kindness, because she is given to needs, to deeds of chasidut among her neighbors. But according to Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, the concluding words refer only to the tribe of Levi, to the tribe of Levi, who were called chassidim, holy ones, pious ones, isla ones, chassidim, as is said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33 and 8. And to Levi, he said, thy thumim and thy urim be with thy holy one. Ua lelewi amar, tummeka we ureka leisha chassideka. And of Levi, of Lewi, ua lelewi, and of Levi, he said, ua lelewi amar, thy thumim, tumeka, and thy urim, with ureka, be with thy holy one, leish chassideka, leish, to the man, chassideka, of your chassid, leish chassideka. The high mountains are for the wild goats, the high mountains, harim, hagevohim, layaelim, are for the wild goats. Psalm 104, verse 18. Rav Yudan taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have created his heaven and his earth had it not been for Avraham, for Abraham. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 2 and 4, the generating of the heaven and the earth was on account of Hebrim. Eile toldota hashamayim veha'aretza behibaram, behibaram. These are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created. Eile toldota hashamayim veha'aretza behibaram. The generating of the heaven and the earth was on account, behibaram, on the account of the Hibaram. Now, here, usually rendered, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. Behibaram, Behibaram. So, here, according to the reasoning of Rav Yudan, the letters of Hibirim, Hibaram, being the very letters that make up the name Abraham, Hibaram. And Rav Yudan went on to say, if you marvel that Elohim should have created his heaven and his earth for Avraham, for Abraham, note that it is written, the high mountains are for the wild goats. The high mountains are for the wild goats. Hear. Harim, Hagibohim, Laya Elim. Now, if the high mountains were created solely for the wild goats, surely it can be maintained that the world was created solely because of the merit of Abraham, the merit of Abraham, 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 of Abraham.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
He appointed the moon for seasons. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, Psalm CIV. Hear. The 19th verse that reads, Asa Yareach Le Mo'edim, who appointeth the moon for seasons. Asa Yareach Le Mo'edim. Rav Yochanan taught, the sun alone would have sufficed for the world's use, Why then did Elohim make Hayariach, the moon? For fixing the time of the festal seasons, the Mo'edim, the appointed seasons, as it is said, he appointed the moon for seasons. Asa Yareach le Mo'edim, for the Mo'edim, for the seasons. Rav Shela of the village of Temarta said in the name of Rav Yohanan, nevertheless, we, I reckon the lunar month as beginning at the first sunset after the new moon. The new moon. The new moon. The new moon. Here in the Midrash, this in the next note, 24th and the 25th, it says, this is based on the tradition that the Nisan, the first month, first moon of the Jewish, the secular year, in which the Exodus took place fell on a Thursday, while the actual new moon occurred after midday on the preceding Wednesday. It is further assumed that when this happens, the moon is not visible until the second evening following, the evening of Friday. Hence, if we counted time solely from when the new moon is visible, then by the Thursday on which they left a fortnight after, there would only have been 13 sunsets. Since, however, it is called the 15th of the moon, the 15th of the Chodesh, the month, we see that the month, the moon, was calculated from the first sunset after the new moon. So here, the Midrash here on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalei, Psalm 104, picking up here, Rav Berakiah taught, Scripture says in Bamidbar in Numbers 33:3, and they journeyed from Ramesses in the first moon, the first month, on the 15th day of the first moon, the first month. But it was really the 14th day of the moon of the month of the Chodesh, and yet Scripture says the 15th day. Hence, here it follows that the lunar month, the moon, is reckoned as beginning at the first sunset after the Chodesh, after the new moon. As it is said, he appointeth the moon for seasons, and the sun, the time of whose setting is known. The time of whose setting is known. Asa yareya le mo'edin. Shemesha yada'a mirbo'o. The sun knoweth his going down. Shemesha yada'a mirbo'o. And the sun, the time of whose setting, the time of whose setting is known. Shemesha yada'a mirbo'o. In the verse 21 of today's daily song, where it reads, the young lions roar after their prey. The young lions roar after their prey. Ha-kathirim, sho-egim, la-taref. The young lions, ha-kathirim, roar. Sho-egim, after their prey, la-taref. The young lions, the kifarim, are hagoyim, the nations, the nationality, international community that deny kofarim, hakadosh, baruchu, the holy one, blessed be he. Rav Hanina Bar Papa said, the young lions, the kifarim, are hagoyim, are the nations, the nationalities, roaring to tear Israel, to tear Israel to pieces, and seek their food from God, and seek their food. And seek their food from El, the true good, the true God. Who seek their food from God, from El, may El. It is the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites who pray to and seek their food from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Holy One, blessed be He. That thou givest them, they gather. That thou givest them, they gather. Hear today's daily psalm. Hear the 28th verse of Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104, that reads, that thou givest them,
they gather. Titain lahem yilakotun, 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 they gather. That thou givest it to them, titain lahem, they gather. Yilakotun. This here, here, here. Out of what he gives to the rich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sustains the poor. In, thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. They is meant to include poor and rich alike. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. Tiftach Yadeka Yisibun Tob, thou openest thy eye, male hand, Tiftach Yadeka. They are satisfied, Yisibun, with good, Tob, Yisibun Tob, Tiftach Yadeka, Yisibun Tob. The sun arises, they slink away. Here, 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 the 22nd verse. The sun arises, they slink away. Tizrach HaShemesh Ye'asefun, Ye'asefun, they slink away. Tizrach HaShemesh, the sun, Tizrach, she arises. Tizrach HaShemesh Ye'asefun, they slink away. When the son of Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, the King Messiah rises, heathen, goyim, nations, nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, will slink away and couch in their dens, and couch in their dens. Ve'il me'onotam, ve'il me'onotam, yirabatzun, yirbatzun, they will couch in their dens. Whither, where will they go? To Gehenna. Man cometh to his reward when he is at his labor all through the evening. Here, 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 the 23rd verse. Here, translated as, man cometh to his reward when he is at his labor all through the evening. Yetze Adam le fa'olo we la e bodato e de areb. Elsewhere translated as, man goeth forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. Or here, man cometh to his reward when he is at his labor all through the evening. Yetze Adam, Adam cometh to his reward when he is at his labor. Yetzeya Adama lefa'olo, all through his labor, all through the evening. Ve'la ibodato edei areb. According to Rav Asi, such men as occupying themselves with Torah, with John's direction instruction, with Torah from evening until morning, from the Erev to the Boker, are men who will come to have their reward. In another comment, the verse is read, the sun arises, the sun arises,
the sun arises, the sun arises, the sun arises, the sun arises.
Man goeth forth to his work and is at his labor until evening. Rav Abahu said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish that the sages interpreted the verses as follows. The going forth of the worker to the place of his work is on the employer's time, but the return of the worker to his house, to Beito, is on his own time. Also, the worker must be at the place of his work when the sun rises, and the employer must see to it that the worker return to his house, to Beito, when the sun sets. How manifold are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou, the eye, made them all. The earth is full of thy creatures. Hear, 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 the 24th verse of today's daily psalm. Ma rabu ma'iseka Yahuwah. How manifold, how enough, ma rabu. Mahrabu, how nuf nuf nuf. Mahrabu, Ma'iseka Yahuwah are the I works. Ma'iseka Yahuwah, in wisdom hast thou made them all. Kulam bihakma asita. The earth is full of thy, the I creatures. Mala'ah ha'aret kina yaneka. The earth is full of thy creatures. It happened that a lion, a dog, and an Ethiopian gnat were together. The lion was about to mangle the dog, but he saw the Ethiopian gnat. He drew back in fear, for the Ethiopian gnat is the scourge of the lion, even as the dog is the scourge of the Ethiopian gnat. Thus, like this, the three creatures did no harm to one another. Thereupon, Rav Akiba quoted, how manifold are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy creatures. Mahrabu ma'iseka Yahuwah, kulam behakma asita. Okay, here for the Midrash notes on this section, some corrections in the ET. Buber's text accepted by Levi. We have Akin Kita here. Seems to yield a more logical sense. Quote, it happened that a lion, a dog, and a wolf or jackal were together. The lion was about to tear the dog apart, but when he noticed the wolf, he drew back out of consideration for him, since the dog is the wolf's close relative. For the wolf is the lion's helper, even as the dog is the wolf's helper. Another version right there. Forward to the next verse, verse 25. Yonder sea, great and wide. Yonder sea, ze hayam gadol. U-rechav yadayim, yonder sea, great and wide. Ze hayam gadol u-rechav yadayim, is the ocean, the Ethiopian ocean, is the ocean. Therein are creeping things innumerable. Therein are creeping things, sham, remes, we'ena misapar. Therein are creeping things innumerable, without number. Shama reges we'ena misapar. Such as mollusk and their shells. Living creatures both small and great. Chayota ketanota aima gedolot. Living creatures, chayot, both small and great. Kitanot im gedolot, the small with the great. Kitanot im gedolot. These are creatures that grow up in the sea. And there are creatures that grow up on land. Those creatures that grow up on land, should they go down into the sea, would instantly die. And those creatures that grow up in the sea, should they come onto the land, would instantly die. The place where one creature lives is the place where the other dies. And the place where one dies is the place where the other lives. Hence, hear, how manifold are thy works, O Lord. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy, the I creatures. Mahrabu ma'iseka Yahuwah, kulam bihakma asita, mala'ah haaretz kinyaneka. Another exposition on yonder sea, great and wide. Ze hayama gadol u'rechaba yadayim. Is the wicked, the ratchet kingdom of Edom, wide? Because it spreads itself over all and rules the whole world. Therein are creeping things. Therein, sham, remes. Therein are the remes, the creeping things. Like creeping things, the inhabitants of Edom spawn and multiply. Innumerable, we'ain mispar, we'ain mispar. Innumerable, without number, are the decrees that day after day they enact and publish. Beasts, small and large. Chayot, Kitanot, Aima Gedolot, dukes, eparchs, and marshals. Thence come forth wrongs. Thence come forth wrongs. So here, in this note here, we have a play on the words onayot, onayot, onayot. Wrongs is here read instead of aniyot. We have aniyot, ships. So bringing it to the next verse where it reads, Sham, oniyot, yehalekun. There go the ships. There goes the ships. But here, in the Midrash, brought out here in the Midrash, instead as wrongs. There go the wrongs. Thence, from there, thence come forth wrongs. Here, the onayot, onayot, wrongs, and aniyot, aniyot, sham, onayot, yehalekun. Thence come forth wrongs. The wrongs which that they do to the Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel, against whom they publish and enact decrees of persecution and false prosecution. He who unites himself to them, him thou hast formed to be made sport of. Here, the B part of the 26th verse of today's daily psalm. Sham. Onayot ye halakun lewiyatan ze yatzarta le sahek abo. Bring out the sense of this here, the verse, which is usually read as there is Leviathan. Liyatan, there is Leviathan, whom thou hast formed to sport therein. Liyatan ze yatzarta. But in a play on the words, Leviathan is rendered as though derived from Mitalawe, Liwatan, to unite himself. Thus, in the reading of he who unites himself to them, to those from thence come forth wrongs, he who unites himself to them, him thou hast formed to be made sport of. Whoever unites himself with the inhabitants of Edom, will in time be made sport of along with them. A different exposition on yonder sea, great and wide. Ze hayam gadol urechava yadayim. This is HaTorah. The Torah is the yonder sea, great and wide. Ze hayam gadol urechava yadayim. Of that it is said, the measure thereof is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. Even in Job 11 and 9. Therein are creeping things innumerable. Shama remes ve'ena misaper. That is the Talmudic treatise. Some say that these are HaMishnah, the Mishnah collection of Bara Kapara and of Rav Chiya of Rab and of the rabbis of Babylonia. Beasts, small and great. Beasts, Chayot, Ketanot, Aima Gedolot, the small with the great. These are the scholars, the small and the great, who sharpen their teeth on one another's argument. These are the scholars, the small and the great, who sharpen their teeth on one another's arguments. There go the ships. Sham, oniyot, yehalekun. There go the ships. That is, the followers of HaTorah, the followers of the Torah. One saying, this is permitted, and another saying, this is forbidden, thereby keeping the world on course as if it were a ship. He who unites himself with them, him thou hast formed to sport with. Lewiyatan ze yatzarta le sahek bo. Whoever unites himself with the followers of HaTorah, with the followers of the Torah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, will sport with him
in the Aita Haba, in the Zaman Haba, in the time, in the Iwa to come. And yet, another exposition on Zeh, Hayam Gadol, Ur Rechav Yadayim, Yandasi, great and wide is Gehinna, is hell, is Gehinna. Of that, it is said, even Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 5 and 14, therefore hell hath made great her desire. Therefore hell hath made great her desire. Lakein, hirachiba, shol, nafashaha. Therefore, the netherworld hath enlarged her desire. Lakein, hirachiba, shol, nafashaha. Therein are creeping things innumerable. Wicked ratchet men, sectarians and infidels, therein are creeping things. Creeping things, sham remes, ve'ena mispar, being small and great, being small and great, ketano, ta'ima, gedolo, the small and the great are there alike, and the servant is free from his master, according to the words of Job, Eob, Job 3 and 19, there go the ships, sham, oniota, yechalekun, man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, according to Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes 12 and 5. But he who unites himself with this, him thou hast formed to sport with, this being righteousness that accompanies him. Literally here, blessed is he whom thou dost accompany. Blessed is he whom thou, the I, doest accompany. All of them wait for thee. All of them wait for the I. Kulam eleka yisaberun. All of them wait for thee. All of them wait for the I. That is, the dead wait, their eyes hanging upon the resurrection. Now, of the resurrection, it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42, verses 11 to 12, of the resurrection it is written, the inhabitants of the rock will sing. They will shout from the top of the mountains. They will give glory to Jehovah. In this Mizmor Kof Dalet also, it is written, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever, shall endure forever. May the glory of Jehovah endure forever. Yehi kavod Yahuwah le'olam. May the glory of Jehovah shall endure forever. Therefore, as kavod, glory, in the one verse refers to the resurrection, so in the other, kavod, glory, refers to the resurrection. At that time, the dead will sing a song to thee, to the eye. Of this it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 42 and 10, where it says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Shiru layaw, shir chadash, sing to Jehovah, shir chadash, a new song, shir chadash. In another comment on there go the ships, verse 26, there go the ships, sham oniyot yechalekun, Rav Yitzhak bar Marion said, were it not written in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 43 and 16, thus saith the Lord, who maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Any man that went upon the sea would die, were it not written. Koh hamar Yahuwah hanotein bayam darek uabi mayim azim netiva. Thus saith Jehovah, Koh Amar Yahweh, who maketh a way in the sea, Ha Notain Bayam Darek, and a path in the mighty waters, Uabe Maim Azim Nativa. In their exposition of the 29th verse, Thou hidest thy face, they vanish. Thou, the I, hidest thy face, they vanish. Tasatir paneka yebahelun, yebahelun. Thou hidest thy face, tasatir paneka, they vanish. Yebahelun, 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 they vanish. Rabbi and Rav Yonatan. Rabbi and Rav Yonatan differed. Rabbi said, were it not for the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that protects a man, the demons would destroy him. As is said even in Bamidbar in Numbers 14 and 9, their shadow is removed from over them. But the Lord's shadow is with us, with I and I. Fear them not. But Rav Yonatan, Jonathan said, were it not for the ordinance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that protects a man, the demons, the klipot, would destroy him. As is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 57 and 19. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near. Ordaineth the Lord that createth the fruit of the lips. Borei niv sifatai shalom shalom la rachoka we la arob amar Yahuwah uare efatio. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith Yahuwah Jehovah that createth the fruit of the lips, and I will heal him. Borei yanob Sifatai, borei, ni, sifatai, shalom, shalom, ala, rachoka, we, la, karo, amar, yahuwa, uare, fatio. Thou will send forth thy spirit, they will be created. Hear, 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 the 30th verse. Thou will send forth thy spirit, thy irid, they will be created. Tishalach ruchika yebareun yebareun. Thou will send forth thy spirit. Tishalach ruchika. They will be created. Yebareun. And when will the resurrection come? When thou, the I, renewest the face of the earth. And thou renewest, and thou renewest the face of the earth. At that time, at that Iowa, the glory of the Lord will endure forever. Yehi kavod Yahuwah le'olam. Hear the 31st verse. Rab Rakayu. Berechiah said the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, of the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what does scripture say? According to Bereshith, Genesis 1 and 31, it reads, and Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And behold, it was very good. Thereupon, the prince of the world began to say, the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. Here in the Midrash notes, the archangel that they call Metatron is referred to right here as the prince. Thereupon the prince of the world began to say here in the 31st verse, Yehi Kavod Yahuwah Le'olam, prince of the world began to say, the glory of Jehovah shall endure forever. And all creatures began to say, the Lord shall rejoice. The Lord shall rejoice in his works.
Yismach Yahuwah b'ma'isayo. Jehovah rejoice in his works. But when is the rejoicing of Yisrael, of Israel, to be? In the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As is said even in the 149th Psalm, the second verse, Yisrael, Israel shall rejoice in him that made him. Yismach Yisrael be'osayo, make Yisrael rejoice in his maker. Yismach Yisrael be'osayo, in his maker, be'osayo, rejoice Israel. Israel shall rejoice in him that made him. Yismach Yisrael be'osayo. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth, and she trembleth. Who looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. Hamabit la'aretz wa tirad. Watirad, and she trembleth,
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 and she trembleth, and she
trembleth. Well, let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Rastafari,
jump,
Rastafari,
jump,
Rastafari.
Up there up there.
Into an upper room,
upper room, upper room.
They went up into an upper room,
upper room,
upper room,
upper room,
upper room, upper
room. Here, going through a fullness right here, last little section right here, the midrash, today's daily song.
Hamabita la'aret watirad. He looketh on the earth, hamabit la'aret, and it trembleth, watirad, and she trembleth. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Dalet, Psalm 104. Here at the 32nd verse, it reads, He looketh on the earth, and she trembleth. Hamabit la'aretz watirad. Eliyahu, Elijah, ever remembered on good occasions, ask Rav Nehorai, why do earthquakes come? Rav Nehorai answered, because of the neglect of the tithes, that the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, do not set aside as is ordained. Eliyahu, Elijah said to him, although things appear to be as thou sayest, yet this is not the reason. The reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, looks upon the theaters and the circuses of HaGoyim, of the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations of the earth, they sitting unperturbed, and HaHekal, the temple in ruins, looks upon His earth and wishes to lay it waste, as is said even in Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah 25 and 30. The Lord doth roar from on high and utter His voice because of His holy habitation. He doth mightily roar because of His pasture.
roars. That is, because of that that was done to his pasture. Hence, here, Hamabit ala'aret watir'ad, he looketh on the earth and she trembleth. Rav Acha taught, earthquakes. Earthquakes come because of pederasty. Earthquakes come because of pederasty. What is pederasty? Pederasty is defined as sexual activity, homosexual activity, sodomite activity involving a man and a boy. Pederasty. So here in the Midrash, Rav Acha had taught that earthquakes come because of pederasty. The Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, says to man, thou agitatest thy member in a place and proper for thee, for the eye. Because of thee, the eye, I agitate the earth. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said, wherever the term, quote, earthquake, end quote, occurs in Scripture, it denotes the chaos, the chaos between the fall of one kingdom and the rise of another and other. And what verse is the key to the meaning of such, of all such terms? From Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 51 and 29, where it reads, the land shall tremble and sorrow. The land shall tremble and sorrow. Why will the earth quake? Because every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. Watir'as ha'aretz wa tachol ki kama ala vavel machishvota Yahwa lasum et eretz vavel lishamma mein yosheb. The land shall tremble and sorrow. Watir'as ha'aretz watachol. Every purpose of Jehovah shall be performed against Babylon. Ki yakama ala vavela machishabota Yahuwah. To make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. Lasum et eretz vavela lishama me'ein yosheb. In commenting on, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Ashira la Yahuwah b'chayai. I will sing to Jehovah as long as I live. Today's daily Psalm 33rd verse. Rav Yanai and Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon differed. One said, even if a man were willing to put his tongue in the hinge of the door as the price of being saved from death, he would not be saved. And the other said, even if a man were willing to put his tongue in the hinge of the door as the price of being saved from Gehenna, he would not be saved. Hence here it is said, I will sing to Jehovah as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Ashira la Yahuwah b'chayai, izamra le'lohai b'odi. In their exposition, of the phrase in verse 35 that reads, sinners shall cease out of the earth. Sinners, rishaim, od enam. Sinners, yitamu chataim min haaretz, rishaim, od enam. May sinners cease out of the earth and may the wicked be no more. In the exposition of sinners shall cease out of the earth, yitamu chatai min haaretz, Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah differed. Rav Judah said, these words mean sinners shall become upright men, and the wicked are no more. U rishaim od heinam.
That is, they will no longer be wicked, be ratchet. Only then shall we, I and I, be justified in saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah,
Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah.
But Rav Nehemiah said, sins shall cease out of the earth. Yitamu chataim min haaretz. Sins shall cease out of the earth. And the wicked are no more. Urishaim od einam. That is, they will no longer be sinners. And then shall we, I and I, be justified in saying, Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Rav Meir had living in his neighborhood a certain sectarian who so vexed him with quotations from the scripture that Rav Meir was about to pray that the sectarian should die, but Rav Meir's Ishto, his Isha, his wife, Beruria, said to him, how would you justify your praying thus, your praying like this? Because you think that scripture says, sinners shall cease, sinners shall cease, yitamu chatai. But does the verse actually say, sinners shall cease? It says, in fact, sins shall cease out of the earth. Yitamu chataim min haaretz. And here on the chataim, sins or sinners. The letters chataim, chataim, chataim may, in the unpointed Hebrew text, either be read as chataim, sinners, or chataim, 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 as sinners, or chataim, sins. Hence, Beruria's, her comment to her husband, Rav Meir. Does scripture say sinners shall cease? In fact, it says sins, chataim, shall cease out of the earth. That is, as soon as sins cease, urishaim, od einam, the wicked, the ratchet ones are no more. Whereupon Rav Meir prayed that the sectarian would repent, would do teshuvah. And his prayer, his tefillah, justified by saying, Barki nafshi et Yahuwah, bless Jehovah, O my soul. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak taught, because in this world, Paro, Pharaoh, was punished separately. Sisera was punished separately. Sennacherib was punished separately. Indeed, every wicked, every ratchet man is punished separately. Whereas in the Aita Haba, in the Zaman Haba, in the time, the I would come, all wicked men, Rishaim, ratchet men, will be punished together and will cease to be. As is said, Yitamu chataim amin haaret, u Rishaim od einam. Barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, hallelujah. Sinners shall cease out of the earth, and the wicked, the ratchet, shall be no more. Therefore, bless Jehovah, O my soul, O my psyche, nafshi, speaking to she, barki nafshi eti Yahuwah. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Rav Shmuel bar Abba, he observed, so far, counting from the beginning of the book, there are 104 psalms, yet in no one of these does the word hallelujah, hallelujah occur until it is said that sinners, chataim, that sinners shall cease out of the earth, yitamu chataim min haaretz, and the wicked, the ratchet, urishaim, od einam, shall be no more. Then comes, bless Jehovah, O my soul, hallelujah, barki nafshi et Yahuwah, hallelujah. Lama, why? Because when the wicked perish, there is joy. according to the Mashal Mishlei Shlomo, according to Proverbs 11 and 10. Ubayaboda Rishayim Rin, and when the wicked, the ratchet, perish, Ubayabod Rishayim, there is joy. Rin, Ubayabod Rishayim Rinna.